USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 783 people died in New York State from the coronavirus on Friday. But there are small positive signs.
Still people getting infected, still people going into the hospital, but again, a lower rate of increase. The number of ICU admissions is down. The three-day average on ICU admissions is down.
He says hotspots in upstate New York and the suburbs of New York City have been stabilized. The state now has 160,000 deaths. That's more than any other country in the world. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has tightened restrictions in his state.
I'm expanding the requirement to wear a face covering to all customers heading into one of the restaurants and bars that remain in operation as they get their takeout orders.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that a released Navy captain may be returning to duty. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The possibility of reinstating Navy Captain Brett Crozier, who was relieved of his command after sounding the alarm about the coronavirus on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, is not off the table, according to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
No further action will be taken against Captain Crozier until the investigation is completed. And once that's completed, we'll see where that takes us. So we've taken nothing off the table. What I look to do is hear from and to take their recommendations seriously.
Former Secretary of the Navy Thomas Motley resigned after a recording of him harshly criticizing Crozier became public.
The threat of strong tornadoes is posing a double-edged safety dilemma for the Deep South communities who are trying to decide how to protect themselves during the pandemic. A flush of severe thunderstorms with powerful twisters is likely for Easter Day from Louisiana through the Tennessee Valley. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia said he's optimistic that the economy will bounce back, and helping small businesses is the key. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The main driver of small business stimulus in the CARES Act is contained in the Paycheck Protection Program. Over $349 billion is set aside for loans for small businesses. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the program is working and helping small businesses.
Well, let me emphasize first how valuable at this time I think that Paycheck Protection Program is. As you said, a key concept behind the program is not only helping keep small businesses afloat during this difficult time, but also keeping their employees on payroll, keeping them attached to the company so that when the business is ready, the workers are there, they have jobs, and we can get the economy going again. I think the concept there is very important from an employment, from a Labor Department perspective, and we very much want it to succeed.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been able to briefly walk in his hospital room as he recovers from COVID-19. Johnson was transferred out of the intensive care Thursday after spending 3 nights there. Johnson was taken to the hospital Sunday after 10 days of self-quarantine with coronavirus symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.